At Cape Canaveral today, a six-month journey began.
10, 9, 8, 7.
The launch of a spacecraft named Deep Impact, headed for Comet Tempel 1.
1, we have ignition and liftoff of a Delta II rocket carrying Deep Impact, NASA's journey to unlock the mystery of the solar system's origin.
Deep Impact will travel 268 million miles. Part of the craft will collide with the comet. The other part will collect images of that collision. And here to explain why is Donald Yeomans, senior research scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is one of the partners on the mission. Dr. Yeomans, this is something that has never been done before, a collision with a comet. What's the mystery that you're trying to unlock here?
Well, for millennia, comets have been feared because they've been misunderstood. And while we don't fear them anymore, we still don't understand them. So previous missions have flown past taking snapshots. This time we're going to actually reach out and smack it and try and understand what the differences are between the surface and the subsurface. We'll have a much better understanding of what the comet is. Is it a rubble pile? Is it a solid ice ball? Is it layered? Does it have a hard crust with a soft interior? All of these things we don't yet understand, but as a result of the impact and observing it, we will later.
And somewhere in there is a clue to how it all began?
Well, comets are the building blocks of the outer solar system, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and they haven't changed much. So if we wish to understand how these major planets formed, we'd like to know what comets are made of.
Let's explain a bit how this works. The collision course is set for July 4th of this year. What's going to happen exactly?
Well, on July 4th, the comet will be in its orbit around the sun, and the spacecraft will be in its orbit around the sun, except that the comet will be going a good deal faster than the spacecraft. So, in effect, the spacecraft will be run over by the much larger comet, and in the process will develop a crater, and depending how that happens, we'll know how the comet is put together.
Now, what's the relative size here of the impactor versus the comet?
Well, the impactor is the size of a washing machine. The comet, on the other hand, is about 9 miles long and about 3 miles in the other two directions, sort of like a huge pickle. So it's the celestial equivalent of a 18-wheeler running over a bug.
And is there any chance that they could miss?
Well, yes.
you don't want to think about that.
No, I don't want to think about that. Toward the end, the spacecraft is actually on what we call autonomous navigation. Now, we won't be joysticking the impactor from the ground. The impactor will be observing the comet with its own cameras. It'll be making course corrections using its own thrusters. And so it's a smart impactor.
And the flyby part of this spacecraft will be sending pictures back as this happens?
Right. Not only will the flyby spacecraft be sending pictures back, but the impactor, prior to impact, will be sending pictures back. At the very end, we'll have pictures with a resolution good enough to see objects the size of a football on the surface of the comet.
And what about for folks here on Earth? Is this something that will be observable either with the naked eye or with a telescope?
Well, the comet itself will be observable with a small telescope in June and early July, and if the crater is as large as we think it's going to be, there'll be enough dust and gas so the comet may well be, briefly, a naked-eye object.
Well, Donald Yeomans, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Donald Yeomans is manager of NASA's Near-Earth Object Office at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. We were talking about today's launch of the Deep Impact spacecraft, headed for an intimate encounter with Comet Tempel 1.
Yes, we have it, folks. Spacecraft separation. That did come in on time. We were a little bit delayed in reporting that, but looks good.
You can see animation of Deep Impact's collision course at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.